escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We'll continue, obviously, to cover the situation down in Texas. And unfortunately, that's probably going to be featured in audio cut of the day. Right now, though, coming off last week in the big, beautiful bill, my predictions were wrong. I didn't think it would get to the president's desk. Congresswoman Ann Wagner is here, kind of on a somber note as we start. Ann, how are you?
Good, Mark. Good to be with you and your listeners. I'm finally back home and in the district.
I want to talk about the big, beautiful bill and some things related to the Middle East. But I mean, I don't even know how you put into words what's happened down in this part of Texas in Kerrville. It's just unbelievable.
It's just absolutely heartbreaking. And I can tell you that we had a number of our own colleagues in the United States House that were directly affected by this. August Pfluger of Texas, he had two of his daughters at the camp, and Congressman Buddy Carter had his granddaughters there. Luckily, they're okay, but I can tell you that one of Congressman Carter's granddaughters lost a cousin, over 90 dead, 27 of these sweet girls at a Christian camp. It's just, I can barely watch it anymore. It's so heartbreaking. And what they need are prayers, prayers, and prayers. We got to lift them up, and we're going to be there to support them. They're a strong community.
Yeah, candidly, and I admitted this at the open of the show, it was tough for me over the weekend to even look at the coverage because just so devastatingly sad. And I, you know, Alexa, we drop her off in a couple of weeks down at a camp in Rolla that's awesome, and you can't help but just go there. You know, Ted Cruz, I think he said that he had just picked up his daughter last week at Camp Mystic. This is one of those places that people from all over the state go. There are people who are vacationing just as we would here in Missouri for a float trip or, you know, any kind of river trip. And then this catches them off guard. And there's a lot of, you know this, Ann, there's a lot of blame game being played right now, and some of it directed toward the president.
I hate it. This is not a time for anyone to be politicizing this issue or pointing fingers. They are still in a search and rescue kind of status right now. Obviously, there are still, I think, upwards of 40 still missing. So they're praying for miracles, obviously, as the time ticks on. You know, that fades away some, but still, this is, I'm sure that there are going to be all sorts of lessons learned and things that can change and we can do better. But this is not a time to be pointing fingers or being political about this. My heavens, to think that at 1 o'clock in the morning, in the course of under an hour, this river rose over 30 feet. It just,
it's unbelievable.
It's just catastrophic,
So. Well, I'm going to have, I have a friend who lives down there. He's going to come on a little bit later in the show. He lives in Kerrville. He was not there, but we're going to join with him at 5:30 and just get, actually around 5:20 and get some reaction from him and just Again, I think I'm left speechless, and that, as you know, doesn't happen very often. But let's talk about what happened last week in the House. The president signs the big, beautiful bill. You know, I have, candidly, and I've expressed some concern about the level of spending on this, and it was Elon Musk who said you can have a big bill and you can have a beautiful bill, but you can't really have both. So I completely, as you and I have spoken before, I get the fact that this would have raised taxes if we don't get this to the president's desk on every American working person. But there are people listening right now that still think, you know, this is Congress doing the same old thing. This is not what we voted for. There were spending increases in here. Now, again, this is Washington math with the increases. But how do you respond to people still concerned that this was a porky pig bill, as Elon Musk has said?
Oh, well, you know, I think it's just flat out wrong, especially not only if you look at the growth that is going to happen as a result of keeping this, what is Trump's Tax Cut and Jobs Act, in place, along with the fact that, remember, much of this is keeping things level at where they were. There were some additional things we added, but we made over $1.6 trillion in cuts to add some of those enhancements. I mean, what we did was prevent the largest tax increase in American history from happening. And I can say, much to the other naysayers, that this does, in fact, strengthen and protect Medicaid for those who truly, truly need it. So, yes, we're going to have some great additional things like no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, real tax reform and relief for our seniors that are on Social Security. They're going to see up to about $6,000 increase as a result of not having that tax. I mean, those are, you know, increases in the child tax credit, and we made those permanent, $2,200 for each child. What this does for our local small businesses, of which there are over 92,000 in the state of Missouri. So this is really a very positive thing. We're going to see a lot of growth, especially when you look at what we did for research and development and bonus depreciation, so that businesses can invest and grow their businesses and take advantage of that from a tax standpoint. So, you know, I look at things like the border provisions, another $175 billion down to make sure that we are safe and secure at our U.S. border. The defense provisions, and this is big for St. Louis, Mark. Let me say, this was about $150 billion, I think, in total to modernize our military and national defense. But here in St. Louis, $400 million of that will go for the F-47 stealth fighter, $100 million for these MQ-25s. They're the refueling drones that are built here in St. Louis, and another $50 million for the F-15EX Eagle fighter. So, and with that is impacted the entire defense industrial base. So there are a lot of really good things here from a border security, from a defense.
Oh, I don't deny that. Yeah. And by the way, one of the things that I've made clear last week, when it comes to the scoring of this bill by, you know, the CBO, they basically put the tax cuts into the category of spending, right?
Right, which infuriates me. It should be a baseline. It's a baseline. Yes, we added some increases by making a few things permanent so that people, you know, sometimes the devil you know is worse than uncertainty. So we made things certain in many of these provisions for our small businesses, for the child tax credit. A lot of these things are going to be permanent and in place. The estate tax, what a wonderful thing for our farmers, or some people would call it the death tax. That was increased to $30 million for a couple that has a family farm or for your estate. That will be made permanent. So the permanency is, I think, what's been really key here and is going to spur a ton of economic growth, just like we saw the first time. So I don't believe there's scores whatsoever. I think this is really a very, very positive piece of legislation, and it's tough to do. It is tough to do reconciliation. You only get to do it once a budget cycle year.
Yeah.
And you've got to pack a lot in there And they took a lot out, the parliamentarian did, tell you. So
But I want you to explain that just a little bit, too, because what happens is people don't understand. The reason that the reconciliation process was important here is if you don't go through that process, then you need the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, right?
That is correct, because they have that filibuster opportunity there where you have to have 60 votes to proceed to anything. Now, the Republicans do control the U.S. Senate, but only with 53. It's 53 to 47. So, and obviously in the U.S. House, we only have a 2 or 3 vote margin out of 435 on our best day. So so this was a true feat to get done. But you, with reconciliation, you get to only do a 51 vote threshold. So this final bill that came to us in the House last week from the Senate, it actually was at 50-50.
Yeah, and J.D. Vance had to break the tie, right?
He was a tiebreaker. He was a tiebreaker. And yeah, so I am pleased that we finally got this over the finish line. It has been the work, not of just, you know, the 6 months of the 119th Congress. We've been working on this for a year and a half.
Right.
We truly have. And
well, much credit to Jason Smith, too, right?
Hey, as Ways and Means Chair, it's an honor to have him as part of our delegation. We can't thank the president enough, the Speaker of the House, everybody pitched in. We were there last week. I left wearing one outfit and I came home late Thursday night in the same outfit. And Ray said, wow. I said, yeah, I brushed my teeth at least. Okay. You know, so everybody was whipping. Everybody was talking with their colleagues to try and get this over the finish line. And I'm really glad that we did.
I think you could do it. My prediction was I didn't think it was going to happen by the 4th of July. Now, as a follow-up to this, there are some people that, look, I'd like to see some of the spending cuts go deeper moving forward in some areas. I know I've talked about defunding NPR and PBS, and that wasn't in this bill. Mm-hmm. Is there an opportunity to get to some of those other things moving forward, or is that impossible because of the numbers?
No, it's not impossible at all. We'll have another slice of this in the next budget year. You can do another reconciliation bill. We passed a rescissions package in the U.S. House. The Senate hasn't taken it back, taken it up yet. I hope that they do when they get back in town later this week and next week. But we defunded NPR. And
in your
PBS.
Bill. Okay, good.
You bet.
Yeah, yeah.
You bet we did in our rescissions package. So that was done. Now it's up to them to take that back. So there are still opportunities for rescissions packages. There are opportunities for additional reconciliation packages, but not one like this. This will be, we'll have to do those in smaller chunks and things. But this took in a lot. Every single one of our 12 House committees were putting together provisions that needed to be cut, the waste, the fraud, the abuse that was taken out of these, putting work requirements, common sense things into Medicaid, for instance, making sure that it prohibits illegals from receiving a Medicaid. It goes to those that are actually American citizens, which is absolutely key. Making sure, as you and I talked about before, that people are prohibited from getting Medicaid benefits from multiple states. And I want to make sure that folks do not conflate the two. We are not touching your Medicare. We're not touching Medicare or Social Security. We have put in some provisions to strengthen, protect, and preserve Medicaid for those who really, really need it. And so I don't want the fear mongering.
I've heard
the Democrats
it. I've highlighted
there.
It. Yeah, no, I get it. I get
it's not the case.
Well, that's not going to go away. Congresswoman Ann Wagner is with us, and I don't mean to give short shrift to this topic because the last time you and I talked was right after the B-2s went into Iran. But what can you say about the latest in that whole situation?
Well, I mean, the ceasefire has held, but for one or two little misfires. But now we've got Prime Minister Netanyahu arrived in Washington, D.C. Early this morning. He's here for 2 days, I believe, and will be meeting with the president over the next several hours. And we've already shattered Iran's, kind of axis of resistance and their terrorist proxies and their nuclear proliferation. Now we're hoping for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israel has agreed to a 60-day ceasefire, but that includes getting the hostages back. Those are that are living and deceased must be returned, or there will not be peace in Gaza.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And so the Israelis have agreed to this. We're hoping that Hamas does so. And I can tell you that there is humanitarian supplies that are being delivered now in the Gaza Strip, thanks to U.S. support and intervention, so that it's not that Hamas isn't just stealing them and using them to blackmail and coerce the poor starving people in Gaza. So that is happening. We are hopeful that something positive will come out of this latest meeting and attempted ceasefire with Hamas. It's in their hands. Israel has agreed, and I hope that the president and Prime Minister Netanyahu will be able to announce something positive at least by tomorrow.
Hey, enjoy your time in the district. When do you head back?
Well, I actually have to head over for a NATO interparliamentary group meeting over in the Balkans. So I got to leave this mid this week and head that way. But I can tell you, you know, and a part of that, though, which is exciting, is the fact that obviously, you know, President Trump won from our NATO allies an agreement to increase their defense spending, the target from 2% to 5% by 2035. I mean,
right.
The guys, winning is what he's saying. And it's the truth, from nuclear facilities, turning them into rubble to this big, beautiful bill to
gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. I even saw, and I saw Diet Coke on sale last week. Historic.
Well, oh, glory be. You must
I know.
Be so happy.
I am happy. Listen, we got to go. But thank you so much. Have a great trip.
All right.
We'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.